Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, folks, and welcome to Radio for Your Mind. This is Troy Dooley, and I hope you're having a phenomenal day. I tell you what, it's kind of a, it's a happy day, but I'm a little bit distraught. We're finishing up John's book, Make Today Count. The secrets of your success is determined by your daily agenda. And we're on the 12th daily discipline, growth. And I truly hope that you've gained something from this series. This is John's smaller book, the larger book. If somebody wanted to dig even deeper into this, they could. That is Thinking for a Change is the name of that book. It was a great book. I have it too. But this was just a nice, I thought, man, a nice 12 days. Now, before we go any further, I do want to let you know what we will be starting. I was going to wait, and I probably still will. But tomorrow, you know, Thursday, Friday, we'll probably do a couple of off things. But next Monday, we are going to start The Truth About Leadership, the No Fads, Heart of the Matter, Facts You Need to Know. And I want you to know something about this book. It's brand new. It's just on the shelf. It comes from James Coos and Barry Posner, the same authors that wrote The Leadership Challenge, which is a phenomenal book all in and of itself. But this right here, this is some of the stuff we're going to be going over. You make the difference. Credibility is the foundation of leadership. Values drive commitment. Focus on the future sets the leader apart. You can't do it alone. Trust rules. Challenge the crucible for greatness. You either lead by example or you don't lead at all. Then we're going to go into the best leaders are the best learners. Leadership is an affair of the heart. I mean, this is just going to be, I'm telling you, it's phenomenal. Some of you also have been emailing and saying, Troy, when are you going to start your other show? When are you going to start the TV show where you're going to be going over some other issues, more personal, more? And that will start today. We are finishing up my personal blog. We will be hosting most of that on my personal blog, which we have not done anything with in a year. That's troydooley.com. And the first book that we will be going over, because I think it is a phenomenal book, it's by Dr. Henry Cloud, is The Secret Things of God, Unlocking the Treasures Reserved for You. That was book one of a brand new series. The second book in that series, which we will follow up with, is called The Law of Happiness, How Spiritual Wisdom and Modern Science Can Change Your Life. I'm excited about these. These books right here, literally, if you remember The Secret a few years ago that came out, it took the especially the direct selling world like crazy, and then it kind of blossomed out. Oprah got involved. A lot of people out there. It was talking about the law of attraction. And if you've listened to any of my debates, you know that I would debate anybody on the law of attraction, because I think there's so much more that they don't cover, so much more that needs to be talked about. Well, Dr. Henry Cloud, who has been a mentor of mine for many, many years, really digs deep into this. We'll have some of his videos. We're going to be going through the books. It's going to be great. But let's dig into today. This is why everyone is here. And, man, I want to thank everybody. I mean, the show has been really getting big. The iTunes downloads have getting phenomenal. The emails and the calls I get now of people who say, Troy, we listen, you know, on our iPods, we listen on our MP3 players, we put it on our smartphone as we're running, as we're cleaning house. Thank you. That's all I have to say. I mean, it's humbling. But growth is the key. That's what we're talking about today. Personal growth, personal development. This isn't talking about me, okay, as in, okay, you want to get better and better and be the stud of the class. That's not it. But you have to gain wisdom. In a newsletter that will go out later this afternoon, I wrote in an article, and I talked about this yesterday. There's an old adage that says knowledge is power. I believe it's a myth. I do not believe knowledge in and of itself is the power. It's the wisdom that you gain from that knowledge. Wisdom is gained by actions. See, that's where growth comes into play. It's the growth that you do on a daily basis, spiritual growth, health, financial, spiritual, relationship. I don't care what it is. You have to grow. You have to move forward. John has taught me something, and I created a training for direct sellers around this. He's got a book series called Real, which covers relationships, equipping, attitude, and leadership. And the number one principle is relationships. If you're not growing personally, you're not going to be able to grow the relationships around you. You will be stagnant. Listen to what John writes here. He says, in 1974, a critical event occurred in my life that would change it forever. I met Kurt Kammeyer of Success Motivation, Inc. for breakfast in Lancaster, Ohio. While we were eating, Kurt proposed the question, John, he asked, what is your plan for personal growth? Never at a loss of words, I tried to find things in my life that might qualify for growth. I told him about many of the activities that I was engaged in throughout the week, and I went into a speech about how hard I worked and the gains I was making in my organization. I must have talked for 10 minutes until I finally ran out of gas. Kurt listened patiently, but then he finally smiled and said, you don't have a personal plan for growth, do you? No, I admitted. You know, Kurt said simply, growth is not an automatic process. And that's when it hit me. I wasn't doing anything intentional or strategic to make myself better. Folks, there's not a day goes by since I was about, I would say, 16, 17 years old, right before I joined the Marine Corps, that I did not try to find something in my life daily in which I could grow, some attribute, some strength. I do not focus on my weaknesses, and Lord knows I have plenty. I focus on my strengths, because if I can build on my strengths, then I'll find somebody on the team that will make up for my weaknesses. You have to grow. You have to have an intentional and strategic plan to grow. In 1974, John made a commitment. I will develop and follow a personal growth plan for my life. It's a must. That's why a journal, that's why 3x5 cards come in handy. It's the only way that you're going to make it happen. In John's case, there was a couple of important things that happened that first night after he got done talking with Kurt. First, he figured out how to scrape together the money to buy the resources that he needed for personal growth. He realized it would require to him and Margaret to make sacrifices in their already tight budget for the next 6 months. But more importantly, Margaret and John made a commitment to grow together as a couple. From that day on, we learned together, we traveled together, we sacrificed together in order to grow. It was a wise decision. Now, let me stop for a second. I've met John more than once. Most of it, he wouldn't remember me. I'll tell you that right now. Now, he knows who I am because of his son-in-law. But he wouldn't be able to put a face to the name. But after getting really close with Steve, his son-in-law, and just having some good quality one-on-one man time with him, I want you to know that John walks his walk. What he writes in these books are not fake. Steve told me, he said, Troy, Margaret is his life. They do things together. They live together. They walk together. They travel together. They love together. They want to serve together. That's what makes this couple so unique. She tells him when he's a nut. Straightens him up when she has to. She loves him unconditionally. She has grown with him. I watch my own bride, Paige. From the time she was 16 years old till today, and I'm not going to tell you her age, I've watched her grow not just as a woman. I've watched her grow as a mom. I've watched her grow as a friend, as a lover, as a businesswoman, as an artist. I've watched her be able to take her contracts, dissect them, negotiate them, come back with the contract that she wants. She also knows her strength is in writing, not in negotiation. This year she's actually out querying agents to find the right agent for her. With her track record of writing and the strength of her growth, because she's constantly buying new books, studying new genres, learning what it takes. It's funny, when you see people grow that are outside of your comfort zone, outside of your sphere. I watch her as she digs in deep. If she's writing a mystery or an intrigue, she will find books written by real-life detectives that talk about forensics, the real. When she writes a historical, I watch her dig deep into the history to see what was out there during the time period. What words could she use? I remember one of her most successful books of 2009 was dealt with evolution and the fact that it came to America during the 1800s. It was amazing to see the due diligence. You have to grow. You have to become a student of your industry. You have to be personally growing on a daily basis. It's the only way that you're going to succeed. So you need to make the decision to seek and experience growth daily. If you've already made a decision to pursue growth and the experience of the improvement that you're going to receive on a daily basis, then it's time that we look at what we need to do. Here's what we have to do every day. Ask the question, what is my potential? What is your potential? Not where you're at, where you came from, but what is your personal potential? Who would have thought that a little Southern preacher named Billy Graham would change the world for decades? I bet him and Ruth sometimes wonder, is Franklin going to follow in your footsteps? It's amazing to see what growth, personal growth. Listen to what John writes here. He says, I saw a story about a St. Louis doctor who met a young man in high school who had lost his hand at the wrist. When the doctor asked about the handicap, the teenager responded, I don't have a handicap, sir. I just don't have a right hand. The doctor later learned that the young man was one of the leading scorers in the high school football team. Now listen, this is the important takeaway here. The greatest handicap a person has is not realizing his or her potential. What dream do you have that's just waiting to be fulfilled? What gifts are inside of you that are dying to be drawn out and developed? Man, these are big. The gap between your vision and your presence can only be filled through a commitment to maximize your potential. The gap between your vision and your present reality can only be filled through a commitment to maximize your potential. Now listen, this is tough for me. It's going to be tough for you, but you need to take this away. This needs to be branded on your brain. You do not want to live up to other people's expectations. You do not want to listen. Well, you want to listen, but you don't want to try to strive to what other people say your potential is. You want to dig deep inside. If you're a faith-based person, you want to ask for some guidance from the Holy Spirit, God. But at the very minimum, you have to dig deep inside yourself and say, what is my potential? What am I good at? What am I comfortable doing? Now, don't take me wrong here. I'm not saying that you're not going to be stretched outside your comfort zone. But to be stretched outside your comfort zone, obviously it makes logical sense you have to have a comfort zone. What is it that you enjoy? What is it that you know you can share with others? See, I know what my gifts are. I know what I'm good at and what I'm not good at. We all need to study that. We need to strive for that. I'll tell you what, if you want to learn about your gifts, if you want to get started on this, you're saying, Troy, I don't even know where to start. Send me an email. Send me an email. That's going to be the easiest way. You can send it to troy@troydooley.com. That's T-R-O-Y-D-O-O-L-Y. troy@troydooley.com. And I will send you a website free of charge. Good friend, another catalyst leader, where you can start studying what are you good at? What are your strengths? What are your gifts? What is it that you need to be focusing on to be able to grow, to be able to stretch, to be able to move forward? I'll tell you what, I have five strong gifts. I'll give them to you in the order of my strengths. The first one is discernment. It's easy for me to listen and tell if a person's blowing smoke or not. Basically, that's what discernment is. I can tell if they're lying. That comes from studying people for many, many years, both inside and outside the criminal profession, I'm sure. My next strength is encouragement. Helping others overcome and to move forward, to drive towards their vision, to drive towards their dream. My third gift is teaching and coaching. My fourth is writing. And my fifth is being able to look at a person, see their dedication and their potential, and give them an idea of where they can go if they'll just keep fulfilling the growth pattern. See, people that don't succeed become a self-fulfilling prophecy all of themselves of saying, I'm a loser, because they quit. And if we will continue to grow and we will not give up, we will not look at what other people expect, what other people per se want us to do. I'm not saying don't follow instructions if you're working for somebody. Lord knows I have to do that. I'm just saying speak up and say, you know what, that's not one of my strengths. That's going to suck if we try that. That ain't going to work the way you want it to. If people ask me today, Troy, what do you do? I'm the SVP of sales of Ignite 360, but in my mind, that isn't what I am at all, to be quite honest. Now, I know how to do that. I mean, it's been years I've been doing it. But see, in my mind, what I see myself as is a chief motivational officer. See, motivation comes from within, and if I can teach people how to grow, then I can pull out that motivation so that when the external motivation is gone, they still have that driving power, that driving passion to move forward towards their dreams, not mine. Second thing we have to do is we have to make a commitment to change. A commitment to change is not easy. It's pretty tough. I'm studying a series by a good friend, somebody, another catalyst leader named Greg Chrischel. He's the founding pastor of Life Church out of Oklahoma. Right now we're going through a series called Toxic. We're talking about toxic thoughts, toxic influences. And I'm sitting there analyzing what he's saying. And as I was rereading this, make a commitment to change, I thought, you know what, I got to get some toxic thoughts, some toxic influences out of my life. I was on a good telephone call yesterday with a good friend of mine, George Madu, who's the owner and editor-in-chief of the Network Marketing Magazine. And he was sharing with me how he had to get rid of some toxic relationships this year. They just weren't doing him any good. John writes this. Author William Feather says, the only thrill worthwhile is the one that comes from making something out of yourself. Think about that. The only relationship you have that's constantly consistent is with yourself. So if you, yourself, and I, let's just look at it kind of weirdly there for a second. If you decide, I am going to change, I am going to grow, you're going to grow. It's not going to be easy, especially if you're as old as I am. But if you continually change, here's what's going to happen. Those relationships that last a lifetime will grow stronger. Those relationships that were only supposed to be seasonal will pass away and new ones will take their place. But the relationship that you have with yourself will be more transparent and authentic. You'll stop lying and pretending that you're something that you're not. You'll get rid of that fake it till you make it attitude. And you'll start to experience that happiness, that joy that comes from just being yourself. Third thing you got to do is we got to set goals. Now, I like to, because of my military experience, we never really set goals. We had objectives. I could go into a long training about the words and the definitions and why it matters mentally. But in my case, I set the objectives. Now I have a plan. A plan is always changing. Well, let's just use the common word goals. If you set the goals, now you have to put the plan to it. You have to pursue what I call your ISP, your individual success plan. Every one of them is different. But if you will push forward with that, you will dig deep. You will start to strive. You will learn that you're going to focus on one area at a time, but it's going to grow bigger and bigger. And at the end of every 30, 60, 90, 120 a year, you'll look back and you'll say, I've changed. I have grown. Next, you've got to learn to enjoy the journey. And it's a journey. It's an ever-ending journey. Until the day you die or the good Lord comes back, it's a journey. You're going to fall short sometimes. You're going to fall in a hole. You're going to get sidetracked, get in a ditch. You're going to see a pretty butterfly and go off down a path that you shouldn't have been on. But if you are committed to growth, you will get back. You will continue to move forward. See, that's big. I've got so much stuff, and every year I'll invest more money as I go to Catalyst, as I pick up books and DVDs, as I join different monthly clubs. I read magazine after magazine, both for my industry, for personal growth, for spiritual development. It's a commitment that I have made. I know I'm not the man that I was 23 years ago when Paige married me. It's funny because every now and then she'll say something that reminds me that inside I'm still human. This weekend we had an experience, and after the weekend was over and we were setting and relaxing, she said, it's fun to have watched you grow over the years. I said, how so? She goes, well, I can remember when you were young, that temper of yours constantly would surface. You had no problem letting people understand where you were at and where you were coming from. Because of your confidence and your training, you felt you were fearless. You were invincible. Because as I watched today, I watched you purposely scoot around issues that would have caused conflict within the house and put your family under stress just because of another individual, and I'm proud of you for that. She goes, but I can still see you got that dooley temper. She goes, just under the surface. Now, that allowed me to realize that I needed to continue to be cautious, that I need to continue to be working on my own self. It's the only way to grow. It's the only way to get things done. So I've set myself a new objective, a new goal, if you will. Making sure that I pray. This is how I'm doing this. Lord, please give me the patience and the understanding and the caution not to say something that I shouldn't. Give me words of wisdom, or don't give me any words at all. I think it's safe that way. But it's allowed me to enjoy the journey because I like myself better now. I like myself knowing that I'm in control, that I'm not out of control, that I don't let situations control me, that I have learned to control myself in circumstances, especially those outside of my control. See, it's fun to be along this journey now. It's fun to be able to look back and be authentic with people and say, I'm a screw up too. We all make mistakes. We all sin. By the way, there is a difference between sinning and mistakes, contrary to some popular belief. We must move forward. Next, we have to put ourselves in growth environments. I'm looking forward. I'm planning on in April being at Success University, put together by Video Plus and Direct Selling Magazine and Success from Home. Meet some of the CEOs that I do business with. See if there's any top distributors that might be looking for a new home, all that good stuff. You know how networking is. I'm truly looking forward to that. I know that I will grow in my industry. I look forward to Catalyst every year because I know I will grow in my industry. I look forward to getting my new DVDs and CDs on a regular basis. I'm now part of a very elite, and I say that because of all the other people, not because of me, but I was able to get into a group that I actually, the books that we now we do on the radio, we actually review. We're part of a independent contractors, I guess you could say, independent reviewers for a company. And I get to review so many great books now. It's phenomenal. It's just wonderful. Always be growing. Always put yourself in an environment where you'll grow more. You have to manage the discipline. So make it your goal to grow every day. Every day you need to be able to get up in the morning, go to bed at night, and know I have grown some way. Make an appointment once a month to meet somebody, call them on the phone, whatever it takes that is a mentor. Read a couple of books a month if that's what it takes. File away what you learn. Use 3x5 cards. Use your journals, whatever it takes. And then apply what you learn. Here's our takeaway for today. Where do you stand when it comes to growth? Ask yourself these three questions. Have I already made a decision to seek and experience improvement daily? If so, when did I make the decision? What exactly did I decide? This is the end of the book with the Daily Dozen. It's been a phenomenal book of John's. But now it's up to us to apply what this book had, to apply what we've learned in this book. That's the key. Folks, live life like it's an epic adventure. Be back here tomorrow with me for Radio for Your Mind. I'll talk to you soon. Bye now.